Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit Smith Center in Osborne. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit.
And again, welcome to the Beloit Locker Room Chats, starting out the 2022-23 high school wrestling season. Beloit coach Andy Nemchek again joining us here. Coach, when you look at your group coming back here this year and getting set for this season, really no returning state qualifiers from a year ago. Tate Cadle, Brennan Walker, and Braden Burks were all state qualifiers last year, were seniors. So kind of a fresh start for maybe this group. But when you look at what you have, 15 kids out, what have practices looked like so far for the squad?
Well, practices have been good. You know, we, as you said, we got about 15 boys out, and five of those are seniors, and you know, those kids have got some varsity experience behind them, and it seemed the last couple of years those kids just missed out on qualifying for the state tournament. The majority of those kids, and we also have four juniors, and same situation with those. They just missed out on qualifying. We do have Cole Nielsen, who is from Mankato Rock Hills, and he was a state qualifier last year for us, and is back as he's a junior this year, and back, and of course we'll wrestle for Beloit High the entire season until we get to the region and the state, and then he has to wrestle for Mankato Rock Hills. But so far, very pleased. Our kids are working hard in the practice room, and we know that we need to improve on a daily and weekly basis. So these kids are grinding hard and getting ready. It's always tough. The first couple weeks are always the toughest in any sport, and we are getting ready for our first competition coming up Thursday against two really tough opponents in the 3-2-1A, Phillipsburg and Plainville. So we definitely need to be ready, and we know that we're facing some formidable opponents here, and we are frantically trying to get ready for those two opponents.
We'll chat more about what they bring to the table coming up in the second segment, but there's new weight classes this year too. Does that affect anything of how these kids prepare, or do you just kind of slot that weight and make weight no matter what it is?
Yeah, you know, it's not really a big issue for the kids. I'm not a big fan of the new weights, but they are what they are, and basically only the upper half weights changed. You know, the same weight classes all the way up to 138, and then it starts new weight classes basically. But it's okay. The kids adjust easily to it, and for some kids it's good. For a few others, it's a little different. You know, the weight used to be 220. And Wes Adolf is going to be our 220 pound or 215. The new weight class is 215. So for him, he had to cut a little bit of weight to make that 215, which 220 would have been an easier fit for him. But you know, for most of our kids, it's not a big issue, and they adjust easily to it.
Again, we're talking with Andy Nemchek, coach of the Beloit Trojan wrestling team. We'll come back. We'll preview Phillipsburg and Plainville coming up on Thursday here in the Locker Room Chats.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
And back here on the Locker Room Chats, we're still with Andy Nemchek, coach of the Beloit Trojan wrestling team. Coach, you have, again, as you mentioned in that first segment, Phillipsburg and Plainville coming up here on Thursday in duels to open out the season. When you look at what they usually bring to the table and see maybe what they have back, what are your thoughts on those two teams and what their strengths will be?
They always have good kids. And, you know, Phillipsburg especially had a young team last year that they got two sets of twins on their team, and very, very good quality kids in the lower to middle weights. So they've got a great team coming back, and Plainville always has two or three or four really good individuals. So we're going to be we are going to face some great competition right out of the chute here. So we got to be ready. And you know, one of the big things in wrestling is you got to be in wrestling shape. You know, kids are coming off of football, and that kind of conditioning is completely different. And we had some kids that ran cross country, and you would think that they would be in great shape, but wrestling shape and cross country and football shape are completely different. And we really been focusing hard on trying to get our kids ready to be able to go that distance 6-minute match and that kind of thing, and just working on technique and basics and things like that. But I'm really pleased with the way our kids have stepped into the practice room and they know what they're up against, and they got to work hard to be able to excel, and they're doing just what we ask.
I know most coaches, you talk about conditioning first, but also at this time of the year, you want to get that mat time in, and you want to get it in as quick as you can. And for your JV, they'll have that chance as well coming up right on Saturday against Solana South, or at the Solana
absolutely.
South tournament.
We'll be taking probably 7-8 kids to the JV tournament at South, Solana South, and that's always a great tournament. Our kids, they usually throw them in a round robin situation, so most of those kids are getting 4 and 5 matches. And like you said, mat time is so important, especially for the inexperienced kids. They need to get out on the mat and be able to try the things that they're using in the practice room. And when they see those things work in competition, man, the light goes on and things really work for them. So we're excited to take those kids there.
Andy Nemchak, coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, we certainly thank you for being with us again here this season. We'll look forward to chatting with Trojan Wrestling all year, and best luck as you open out the season later this week.
All right, very good. Thank you, Dusty.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Jason Knoll. The Bulldog Wrestling Locker Room Chat can be heard every Tuesday evening on KD Country 94 and online at kdcountry94.com. And are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op and by Landmark Implement.
This is Jason Broadfoot. You're listening to KD Country 94 and kdcountry94.com. Wrestling Locker Room Chat, and I have Osborne head wrestling coach Jason Knoll with us. And Coach Knoll, it's, if you can believe it, it's that time of year. Winter sports season is upon us. And first of all, how many kids do you think you'll have out here for your wrestling team?
Yeah, it's crazy that time's flown by so fast. This year has just been crazy. But yeah, I'll have 5 boys. And two girls this year, so I'm really excited that we got some girls with us. We combined with Downs this year in Lakeside, so we got one from there, so hopefully we can grow that program to get a few more coming over from Downs, and we'll hopefully keep continuing to grow the Osborne program for us.
Right. For those that don't know, the girls' wrestling is just kind of kept getting traction more and more. And is this the first year that you've had the pleasure of coaching girls, or did you a little bit last year as well?
Yeah, this is our first year with girls. We've had a few back in the past, you know, back before they sanctioned everything. But, yeah, this is my first year, and I'm really excited. They really get after it in practice this last couple weeks, so it's pretty fun to watch. So I'm excited to go to tournaments with them and see how they do.
Well, let's go ladies first here, and why don't you tell us a little bit about both those girls that are out for you here.
Well, I got 2 freshmen, Cheyenne Knoll. She's my cousin. This is her first year, so she's learning everything as we go, you know. We got to get some mat time stuff under, and then I got another freshman, Annie Kindig. This is also her first year of wrestling, but she went to a couple camps with us this summer and got a little bit more mat time than Cheyenne. But yeah, I'm really excited. They're really coachable, and listen really good to everything. So I think they're going to improve a lot this year, and hopefully we can get them a few matches to win this year.
Okay, for the gentleman, who's returning for you here that has a little bit of experience?
I got Chris Heist. He's a senior. This is his third year in high school, fourth year in high school with us. So, and he's been doing it since he was a little kid too. So he's got quite a bit of experience. But that's the only one I'm returning. We only ended the season with one kid last year, so. It was a little tough on us, but I'm happy to see that we got a few more out this year. I got another senior. He transferred from Thunder Ridge this year and came down to wrestle for us. And he's had a little bit of mat time, but he's pretty green still. I'm excited for him. He works hard and very dedicated, I guess. And then... I got Hunter Howe. He's been wrestling since he was a little kid, too. He's only a sophomore, but he really knows what he's doing. And he's pretty easy to work with, coach and everything. And I got another freshman there from Osborne, Caden Schultz. He's been wrestling since he was a little kid. Took a couple years off there in fifth and sixth grade and then his seventh grade year, but came back out last year. And thankfully, I talked him into going out for wrestling this year, and he's a pretty athletic kid, and he's very coachable also. And then my lone downs kid, Grant Middleton, he's been wrestling since he was a little kid, too. He used to wrestle for Beloit back when they lived up there, and he's a stout kid. He's a heavier kid, but... He's quick and nimble and has a lot of experience, so I'm excited.
You're listening to the Wrestling Locker Room Chat here on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. When we come back, we'll have more with Osborne head coach Jason.
Farmers and stockmen find it easy doing business with their local Midway Co-op. Our people are the brighter, the better, the more experienced, and we're still your local full-service co-op with what you need, when you need it, at very competitive prices. Our services are full, complete, and far-reaching, even delivering bulk fuel and propane as well as emergency field service when requested. Partner up with us today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
There's one near you.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, lawn and garden tractor, or gator, every piece of equipment in our inventory is ready to work hard for your operation. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Stop by your local Landmark location or learn more at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference.
You're listening to KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. This is the Wrestling Locker Room Chat, and joining me is Osborne head coach Jason Knoll. We kind of got some new and added weight classes this year. Do you see that as, did some of these kids kind of fall in between those, or maybe they just naturally fit into the new ones? How's that going to work for you?
Man, I tell you what, when these first new weight classes came out, I was worried, really worried, because, you know, all of our kids are around that 160-ish, 190 right. range, you know, and I wasn't for sure how they'd fall, but once they got out of football and we did our alpha weigh-in and everything, they actually worked out better for us than I thought they would, and even better than the old weight classes, so I'm really happy with them so far. I wish Nebraska would have kept with us, but we got a couple tournaments in Nebraska this year that sure. We'll have to go back to old weights and figure all that stuff out. But, it worked out better than I thought it would, so I'm happy.
All right, so I'll get you out on here. When does the season start for your kids?
We go to Hoxie this Saturday, so we get a tough one right out the gate. Hoxie, you know, returning state champ as a team last year, and we're gonna. It's tough out there in Western Kansas, but I'm really excited.
Yep. So. All right, Coach Knoll. Well, thank you for your time, and we'll be checking in with you every week here on the Wrestling Locker Room Chat on Katy Country 94.
Thank you. I sure appreciate it.
Our Osborne Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op and Landmark Implement.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, lawn and garden tractor, or gator, every piece of equipment in our inventory is ready to work hard for your operation. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Stop by your local Landmark location or learn more at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference.
The more you know, the better it goes with your land's productivity. Just say the word, farmers, and one of our agronomy specialists will test the pH, organic matter, and moisture in each zone of your field. Soil testing and tissue sampling provide profitable knowledge. Give us a call. Don't put it off. We present, you decide. The choice is yours. Call 785-346-5451 today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
Make that call today.
We conclude our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats with Smith Center Head Coach Brock Hutchison. For the latest local wrestling information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Smith Center Redmond Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Smith Center.
This is Jason Broadfoot on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Wrestling Locker Room Chat, and we have Brock Hutchison, head coach of Smith Center, their wrestling team here with us. And Coach Hutchison, hard to believe that it's this time already. Seems like it goes by faster and faster every year, but it is time to get that winter sports season started. And first of all, first question is, how many kids do you have out for the wrestling team this year?
Well, we started with 15, and we lost one already, and then lost another one due to injury. I don't know if he'll be back. And he would have been a pretty darn good one, but so I really down to 13 kids and should have most all the weights filled except for maybe a couple of them.
Okay. You know, throughout the season we'll ask about different groups of your kids here, but let's start at your returning state qualifiers. I had four of them come back out of six. A couple of them graduated there. Why don't you tell us a little bit about each one of those?
Okay. Well, we got at 170. He wrestled at one. Well, it'll be 175 this year. 182 would be Jason Dabian. He's back, and he won a match at state last year. I believe he did. He might have been 2-2 actually. So he's close to doing that. Of course, this weight now instead of 182 this year in Kansas, it's going to be 175. So he's had to push off a little bit more weight than that. Eli Franklin up there, 220, which is 215 this year. He was a state placer for us last year, looking for great things out of him. Luke, his twin brother, will be wrestling at 190. I know he wasn't a state qualifier, but he wrestled in a really, really tough region, just like they all did, and he barely got beat by an Oakley kid that did end up placing at the state tournament. So just goes to show that, you know, we did come out of a tough region. And then we got Alex Wilkinson. He was a littler guy that, he could do about as good as he wants to do. You just got to, just which guy shows up one time. But he was also a state placer for us. And then we graduated a couple other kids and, I'm forgetting somebody, aren't I?
Bentley Montgomery.
Oh, Bentley. How can I forget Bentley?
the one you probably take for granted, right?
I do. I think every coach that we have that coaches him in any sport takes him for granted because he's such a hard-working kid. And I don't know where he's going to wrestle at this year. He's a lot bigger than he was last year. Of course, he's a kid that just likes to lose weight, but I think we want to try to keep him big and keep him up there in the 50 range, maybe even 57 range, and just see if he can go out on the mat each time with a full tank of gas. I think he's been hurt a little bit the last couple years because he did cut a lot of weight, probably too much weight for his body. And so I'm gonna try to keep him a little bit bigger. And, of
course, Bentley, he does got a mind of his own, and I tell you what, I'm telling you, if you tell him to run through that brick wall, he's going to try to do it. I mean, every coach loves kids like that, but he has done it ever since he's a freshman, and to be honest with you, he shouldn't even be a senior. He should just be a junior because that's his age, but he's a phenomenal kid.
You're listening to the Wrestling Locker Room Chat here on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. When we come back, we'll have more with Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, lawn and garden tractor, or gator, every piece of equipment in our inventory is ready to work hard for your operation. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Stop by your local Landmark location or learn more at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
We're back here on the KD Country 94 Wrestling Locker Room Chat. Joining me is Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. And you've talked a little bit about it, the new and different weight classes for the state of Kansas. You've said that a couple of them here will have to kind of slide into new weight classes. Is that something that you kind of have to move them themselves, or did some of them kind of slide in naturally, or is it a mixture of both here for you?
For us, I think it's going to have to be a mixture of both. There are natural kids that can wrestle wherever, you know, I think Bentley is one of those kids. He just hasn't figured it out yet. But I think that, you know, where we only have 13 kids, we want all 13 kids wrestling at one time, which we're not going to be able to have that. We're going to have 12 because I have two heavyweights, and neither one of those kids are going anywhere soon because they're both big boys. But, I think it's just a deal where we've got to figure out where we're going to be best as a team, and then we're going to have kids make adjustments and go from there.
All right. How the season starts this weekend here for you, right? You go to Waukini.
Yeah, we do, which is a brand new tournament for us. Usually used to be in Osborne, and Osborne gave it up this year. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a little bit different competition, obviously. There are going to be some of the same teams that we've always seen at the opening, but we're looking forward to Waukini. And Waukini, you know, they've done regional tournaments before, and they've done big-time tournaments before, so we're looking forward to being in a place where they can run three mats and we can get in and out of there just as quickly as possible.
All right, great talking to you. We'll be doing this throughout the season, and we'll be looking forward to talking about a few more kids next time on this Wrestling Locker Room Chat.
All right, thank you, Jason.
Our Smith Center Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Nutrien Ag Solutions in Smith Center.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, lawn and garden tractor, or gator, every piece of equipment in our inventory is ready to work hard for your operation. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Stop by your local Landmark location or learn more at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches at Beloit, Smith Center, and Osborne.